Скрин меня.
Ролики. На голове.
Ты испугалась?
One more joke about an American. One time, there was a leader in Russia who met one of the leaders, maybe a minister of some kind. And then they talk about the economy. You know, both of the economy ministers met somewhere, maybe in Moscow or New York, who cares? And they talk about both countries. It's not political, it's very funny. And the Russian minister asked the American minister, how much do your citizens earn on average every month? So the American minister say, well, about $2,000. I'm not sure now, but yeah, at that time perhaps. $2,000 American. And then the Russian minister continued asking, how much do they spend, all of that? How much is the cost of living? He say they would probably spend about $1,200, yeah, for everything. And the Russian minister asked, and what happened to the $800 that's left over? So the American minister say, well, that we don't care. We don't bother about what they do with it. They take care of it themselves, yeah? So, right. So then the American finance minister asked the Russian, and then how about in your country? How much does one citizen earn on average every month? So the minister of finance in Russia say, it's about 800 rubles, huh?
Rubles,
yes. Oh, that's also the Americans say, oh, I see. And how much is the living standard? You know, I mean, how much do they have to spend? So the Russians say, it's about 2,000 rubles a month. So the American minister asked, what can they do with the 1,200 rubles that is missing? So the finance minister of Russia said, well, that we don't care about. They take care of themselves. They also respect the freedom of privacy. Okay, it's not bad, huh? But don't tell, oh, it's okay, it's free now. We can criticize both countries. Now both of the citizens can freely criticize both countries, right? No problem now. Okay, I think you already heard this story before, not? Not yet, huh? Okay. Have you heard this before?
No.
Oh, okay. There was a judge, yeah? Who was staring at the newly convicted, you know? That has been brought to him saying, I have told you before that I don't want to see you anymore. Last time I told you that I have had enough of you. I never want to see you here again. Didn't you understand? So the convicted said, yes, yes, I did, Your Honor. That was exactly what I told the policeman, but they didn't listen. They still brought me. All right, there are two people fighting on the street. So the policeman brought both of them to the church, yeah? And then the judge said, shame on you, shame on both of you. You're both grown up, so big like that, and couldn't settle private things yourselves. Have to bother me. So the two of them said, yes, sir, that's exactly what we tried to do, until the police interfere. Very good, huh? We tried to settle down, then the police came. All right. There was a teacher of the kindergarten trying to make acquaintance with the students, the new ones, new children. So she asked one of the small girls, "Now then, welcome, huh? How are you? Everything's fine, okay, okay. Now, what does your father do?" You know, and the kid said, "Oh, very simple. He does whatever my mother tells him." I don't know what you do at home. Here you do what the master tells you. At home you do what your wife tells you. Very, very nice. Okay, okay. There are some stories I already told you, but this is so nice. Just for today, huh? Mm. There was a small boy who told his buddy, "Oh, you go along. You go and play with other people. I cannot go and play with you right now." So the other boy said, "Why?" And the first boy said, "I have to stay home and help my father to do my homework." I was a person who lived until 100 years old. So, of course, he was on television and in the newspapers and all that. And one of the television journalists, just out of ordinary politeness, told him, "All right, so goodbye, sir. And I hope to see you again next year, the same on this program." So the 100-year-old man said, "Well, I don't see why not. You look very healthy now." I don't know who will see who. Okay, there were two lovers together. After he took her to see the movie, and he took her to his house and drank tea and all that. And then he told her, "Well, I'm not as rich as Jack Canfield, huh? But I love you with all my beautiful heart. I don't have a summer yacht like Jack Canfield, and I don't have a private jet either, and I don't have a big villa in Beverly Hills. But I love you with all my power, you know, that you can imagine." All right, then the girl said, "Well, I love you too very much, but please tell me where Jack and Phil live." There was a lady, around 50-something, who went to see the doctor. And so, of course, the forms and questionnaire must be filled in before she could see a particular doctor. Yeah, the doctor at the desk must know what kind of sickness she has in order to send her to a particular ward for a special examination. So he asked her everything, where do you live, what do you do, what kind of symptoms you had before, how many children, blah, blah, blah. And later, the last question was, "How old are you?" Right? So she say, "Well, 30. Mm. So the doctor wrote down everything, and besides, he made a footnote. Also, maybe something's wrong with her memory, too. Two secretaries talked together at lunchtime, and the first one kind of chided the second one, saying, "You always think about money. Money, money, money. Every time. Can't you think about anything else?" Well, the second one, feeling a little embarrassed, said, "Well, of course I think about boys too." "But of course boys with money." One morning, a mother was trying very hard to persuade her son to go to school. So she gave him a very big lecture. Says, you have to go to school right now. And the boy said, no, 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 no. I would rather do anything but go to school. And the boy say, nobody in the school likes me. All the teachers don't like me. And all the students make me fed up to here. And the one who drives the bus, he dislikes me very much. And the district chief wants to transfer me to another school. Even the one who stands guard at the door hates me also. Today, I really had enough. I don't want to go to school. And the mother say, you must. You are strong. You are grown up. You have a lot of things you must learn to handle. And then besides, you have to show everybody that you are a very good leader. Besides, you're already 42 years old, and you are the you are the principal, the school principal. Why are you laughing? Huh? Why are you laughing? Huh? What? Yeah, because you were thinking he was the student. That was a school principal. Yeah, that's why the jokes are funny. There was a girl who rushed out to answer the doorbell. And then there were two men standing there. And she asked them what's the matter. Why did they want to enter her house? And so they say, well, we came to tune your piano. And the woman say, but I didn't call you. And they say, but your neighbors did. She must be a fantastic player like me. Doesn't even know that it's out of tune. There was a teacher who was trying very hard to explain to the children about the Earth's geography. You know, like in Asia, we have tigers. In Africa, we have elephant, and giraffe, etc., etc. So finally, he asked one student, William, tell me, please, where can we find the elephants? Yeah. Where can we find the elephant? Where can we find them? So his student say, well, I don't know. Have they been lost? There was one person who was dying with his toothache and was crying and whining so much, and he thought he was dying. So his friend asked him, what's the matter? So he said, well, my tooth is killing me. And then he asked his friend, there's so much pain. Do you know what to do? In your case, what would you do to ease this terrible toothache? And then the second friend said, well, Well, normally when I have pain of any kind, I would tell my wife, and then she would embrace me and then give me a massage and kiss me and then comfort me, and then I would feel immediately better, and then my pain's all gone. So the first friend said, wow, wonderful, where is she right now?
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememasterTV.com/master.